Hello, welcome back to the Movie House Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Vaness. I got my co-host, RC. So, how have you been, RC?
I've been doing good. How about yourself, Brian?
I've been doing great, man. Really good.
Have you seen any good movies lately?
No, not really. Not any good movies.
Yeah, though so I haven't seen any movies since the second part of Dune, but we'll probably go see in that Inside Out 2 either this week or next week.
I can't remember when. Really good.
It should be. The first one was really good.
Yeah.
And then what I've been watching is Young Sheldon, which is the precursor to Big Bang Theory. So if you're a Big Bang Theory, it's pretty good. I wouldn't put it quite up to the Big Bang Theory level, but it's funny.
You know, I saw the new trailer for the new Married with Children, which is animated, and it looks really, really funny.
Nice. But yeah, so again, we'll be talking about the remake of Footloose, the 2011 version. Brian, anything else you got going on in your life before we start talking about the movie?
No, not really. I celebrated my birthday bash early. So a friend of mine got me two games. He got me God of War Ragnarok, and he got me Monster Hunter. Yeah, so
have you played them?
No, I haven't played them yet. And I just got a new Switch, too. So I got the OLED Switch, the OLED.
Nice. I'm probably about a couple hours into Ragnarok, and I haven't played it since. But
oh, okay.
It's pretty fun.
Yeah, it looks
a lot of things. And then I've just been playing a lot of, like, smaller games on Game Pass.
Yeah. But
did you see the Xbox showing? There's going to be a new Gears of War coming out, new Perfect Dark. Then, like, three more Xbox consoles are coming out this holiday season.
Yeah, I heard that.
So, shall
and
we...
They delayed GTA 6.
Technically, GTA 6 hasn't had a true release date, so there's no true delaying.
Okay.
It's still, like, potentially next fiscal year.
Yeah, I heard that.
Because they keep saying that their next fiscal year is going to be the biggest fiscal year ever, which would make sense if GTA 6 comes out. But I'm excited for Perfect Dark. I've always been a huge Perfect Dark fan.
Yeah, but it's a great game.
Even though the prequel game for the 360 wasn't very good.
Yeah.
Shall we get going with our discussion?
Yeah, so before we get into the episode, there are a few things that weren't mentioned in the last episode that I'm going to mention briefly. So the Footloose soundtrack went to number one for 10 weeks on the chart. And the movie opened up at number one for 3 weeks. So the soundtrack was an even more success than the movie was. So anyway, also, I don't know if I mentioned in the last episode, but Kevin Bacon was offered Christine, and he ended up doing Footloose over Christine, which I thought was a better choice, because look what happened to Keith Gordon. He became a director and stuff like that. So he went on to directing, but Kevin Bacon became a pop cultural icon. So also, there was a deleted scene in the movie where they were talking about video games, saying that they're bad for you. So that's why you hear the guy in the high spot saying, get rid of them, because they were getting rid of the video games, because that was from a deleted scene. And also, when they talk about the Beaumont fire trucks, that was another deleted scene as well. And so, yeah. So now we're going to get into the 2011 flick Footloose. So let's get started. So, RC, why don't you talk about the movie for a bit?
Yeah, again, we're going to be talking about the 2011 remake of Footloose. It's, again, American musical drama directed by Craig Brewer. It got a PG-13 rating. It did receive mixed reviews from critics, but overall, you could consider it a box office success because it had a budget around $24 million and made somewhere between $50 million domestically and $63 million worldwide. It opened with about $15.5 million on its opening weekend. It is just short of 2 hours long, and it was made by the Paramount Pictures Spyglass. Brian, tell us about the characters within and actors and actresses that star in it.
So, Kenny Warmond plays Ren McCormick. Julian Hough plays Ariel. Dennis Quaid plays Reverend Sean Moore. Annie McDowell plays Vymor. Miles Teller plays Willard Hewitt. Rusty was played by Zia Collin. Sir Darius Blaine was Woody. Patrick John Pfluger was Chuck Cranston. Kim Dickens was Lulu. Ray McKinnon was Wes. Brett Rice is Coach Roger Dunbar. Maggie Elizabeth Jones plays Amy Warnicker. And Mary Charles Jones plays Sarah Warnicker. And they're sisters, by the way, if you didn't know that. And so is the ones from the original. They were sisters, too. So why don't you tell about the plot?
Yeah, so again, since this is a remake, overall the movies are very, very similar. There are some differences. So this movie does start with a car crash scene. It's the Reverend's son and his friends driving after a dance and being drunk, and they get into a head-on collision. And this is kind of what sparks the whole banning of dancing in the city that they live in. And then it goes 3 years into the future when Ren moves from Boston to this rural town of Beaumont, which instead of being placed in Utah, it's actually placed in Arkansas, I believe, or Oklahoma. I can't remember. So he moves in after his mother dies from leukemia, and then his dad was a deadbeat dad. So another difference from the original movie, because in that one, Ren and his mother moved down with his aunt and uncle. They then meet the Reverend Dennis Quaid at church, and he meets Ariel, who is, of course, a rebellious teenager. The Reverend is very strict, of course, like most Reverends probably are, strict religious nature, and she behaves very recklessly. Her boyfriend she's secretly dating this boyfriend who's a dirt track racer. There's a scene where at the local restaurant where they start dancing, and there's kind of like a dance-off between a couple characters. Ren starts dancing. And then of course the Reverend catches them, which is kind of interesting and funny. Then Ren gets challenged by Chuck, and they do this like bus race where there's actually like four total racers, if I remember right, Ren, Chuck, and two of Chuck's friends. And then the first one, it's more of a tractor race, which I don't know which one I would prefer, but a couple characters almost died in this race versus it was just Ren and Chuck in the previous one. The Reverend obviously thinks... Well, what, Brian?
I was going to add something. So there's a nod to the original in the remake. So Ariel takes her shirt off in the remake. That was an alternate scene in the original because Ariel took her shirt off in the original cut of the film, and then they ended up going with the hat scene. So there you go.
Nice. I guess one thing to add is they do play the original Footloose song during that opening scene, and Kenny Loggins did approve the use of his song, although I guess he didn't necessarily know that it was going to be used for that opening scene, and he was like, I guess you could play my song to these kids dying to it, which is kind of sad and funny at the same time. There is a remake of the song. It's more of a country version, which we'll get to later during the music. So basically, the Reverend Ariel's dad thinks Ren is a bad character. He gets pulled over. The Reverend thinks Ren is all causing all sorts of trouble at school when it's not even really Ren's fault. Chuck is also a bad character, but of course the dad doesn't see that. Ren meets Willard and Woody at school. They become good friends as Ren teaches Willard to dance at the near the end of the movie. Ren is his friend once you fight the ban on dancing like the original movie. Ariel, of course, begins to fall for Ren, especially since Chuck is an a-hole. There's a bad like fight scene where they were verbally like arguing, and then it becomes more of a physical fight between the two, which again gets a little violent and a little hairy if you're not into like relationship violence. There's also a scene shortly after this that the Reverend and his daughter start arguing, and basically the Reverend thought Ren hit her because Ariel has this black eye from the fight with Chuck and the breakup with Chuck. And the Reverend then also slaps her daughter, or his daughter, after revealing she lost her virginity and can't blame Ren for everything, and argues that he can't pass a law to start her from doing everything sarcastically. This was done at the house, and the wife sees it and basically starts criticizing his husband that he can't fix everything and make sure he stops the Reverend from going to talk to her. The wife begins to support the dancing movement, and then basically we get the same scene where Ren goes to the city council to request abolishment using a Bible that was given by the daughter, and then he uses Bible verses that show dancing as a way to rejoice, exercise, celebrate, and worship. It unfortunately fails that the Reverend has enough votes to deny the abolishment. But Ren works at a, I think, automobile place, and it's right outside the city limits, and the boss says they could use it as a dancing hall, and so they spice it up, put some lights up, and then prior to the dance, at the last like sermon, the Reverend asks to talk about and pray for the teenagers at this dance, showing some reverse course in supporting dancing and just children and teenagers growing up on their own, as they had a pretty Ren and the Reverend had a talk about losing loved ones, like he lost his mother. The Reverend, of course, lost his son. And so it kind of shows like growth in the Reverend's character. Overall, there's, of course, quite a few dancing scenes. Like I mentioned, there's the one at the restaurant. There's, of course, the end scene. There is a scene where I can't remember exactly when it happens, but Ren kind of storms off and goes to an abandoned building and just starts like dancing and throwing stuff around, which was pretty funny. And then Ariel comes up, and that's kind of their initial spark to their relationship and stuff. There are, of course, a few fight scenes, which I thought were poorly choreographed compared to the original. The end of the scene, of course, where Chuck's gang tries to fight Ren and Willard. And I think the boss actually ends up saving the day at the end of the fight. There's the Ariel versus Chuck scene, and then there's, I think, one other, like, Ren versus Chuck. There's no, like, bar fight like the original movie, if I remember right. Right, Brian?
Yeah, so the bar scene, so Footloose was actually written for the bar scene. It wasn't going to be, like, in the movie. Like, it was going to be in the movie, but in the bar scene, what I'm saying is it wasn't going to be the intro. Because in the original cut, there was no intro. It just started as an afterthought. And then Paul Hirsch, the editor that edited Star Wars, said, why don't we have Little Shoes dancing? And that's what happened. So they took the song and it became the intro, the ending, and the middle where they're at the bar. So there you go. But yeah, there was really no fight scene because there was no fat cowboy in the remake. He was only in the original.
So another difference between the two movies. Do you want to start getting us going with some interesting facts about the movie, Brian?
So yeah, like RC mentioned, Footloose was written by Craig Brewer. And originally, ABC was going to do the film. They were going to do it with Britney Spears, but something happened. And then when Kevin Bacon found out that they were doing the remake, he didn't know if they were going to do the Broadway musical. Yes, Footloose was turned into a Broadway musical instead of having a sequel, because Paramount wanted to do a sequel to Footloose, but Dean was like, what would Ren do? Throw a dance in every town? It wouldn't make any sense. So then Paramount decided to remake it, and so it was going to be remade for ABC, and then they put in turnaround or something. So then it became a theatrical film. So Zac Efron was originally going to play Ren McCormick, but he backed out, afraid of being typecast. He didn't want to be typecast. And then
Due to his high school musical films, right?
Yeah. And then Chance Crawford was going to fill the shoes, but had to back out due to scheduling conflicts. And then it was also filmed in Georgia, where my sister lives, but she lives in Decatur. So she doesn't live in like Atlanta. But anyway, so it was filmed in Georgia. And the original was filmed in Utah. And there is a difference between the remake and the original, is that Ren in the original was from Chicago. And in this one, he's from Boston. So there
Which
you go.
To add a fun fact, they actually had like a little goof. So you know how most states have like horizontal driver's licenses and vertical licenses for different ages? So Ren's a high school student, so in theory he should be less than 21 or less than 18. And his Massachusetts license, when he gets pulled over and shows it to the cops, was actually the over 21 variant versus the under 21. So just a interesting little blooper that they messed up.
So again, Footloose is actually based off a article, which is a true story, about this town that can't have a dance. So one advocate for the band was a reverend. No good has ever come from a dance. If you have a dance, somebody will crash it, and they'll be looking for only two things: women and booze. When boys and girls hold each other, they get sexually aroused. So anyway, so Julian Ho beat out several favorites, including Hayden Panteri, Miley Cyrus, and Amanda Bynes. So they auditioned for the part of Ariel Moore. It's the same thing with Laurie Singer. She beat out Madonna for the role of Ariel. Then Madonna went to have a very successful music career. So there you go. So Justin Timberlake recommended Kenny Warmall because he was a backup dancer for him. So that's pretty cool. And Julian Ho performed the stunt of riding on Chuck's car herself. So she did that stunt, and Laurie Singer did all of her stunts, which I think is very cool. So Miles Teller had played...
Kenny Warmall do a lot of his dancing scenes,
yes,
and stuff, right? Due to his background?
Yes, because he was a dancer. Kevin Bacon was not a trained dancer. He didn't even know what he was getting himself into. He had no idea it was a dance picture, because in the script, it didn't really indicate dancing. He just said, okay, put on the music. I'll dance to it. And that's what got him infuriated when he did the warehouse scene, because there was a bunch of guys doubling for him, so he didn't like that. So Miles Teller did play Willard in the musical, which is very interesting. You know, I've seen the musical. The musical's okay. It's not that great. I think the movies are better, you know, than the musical. So I'm glad they didn't do the remake like the musical. So Kevin Bacon was given the script, but he didn't like the role. He was given the role of the deadbeat father, but he turned it down and gave Craig Brewer his blessing. So,
yeah.
Let me see here. Although it is pretty rare, there have been individual towns or countries in the United States that have forbidden public dancing. That is true. Because after Footloose came out, they were still doing it. But before that, there was maybe a few towns that didn't allow dancing. But Dean decided to go with Oklahoma City, Elmore City. Yeah, in Oklahoma. That's what he decided to go with. So after discovering Footloose fan Emily Whitcomb's Footloose rap on YouTube, director Craig Brewer invited her to attend a preview screening of the movie where he filmed a remake of the rap with actors Julian Ho and Kenny Warmall as backup dancers. Now that's pretty cool. That is very cool. And there's Bruce and Misty. I haven't seen them in a while. There's Hannah too. That's funny. All right.
Sorry about that.
No, it's yeah. it's funny. So in the original Footloose, Frances Lee McCain played Ren's mother. Now she is in a picture, but meaning she passed away. But anyway, that I thought that was a good little nod. So
yeah,
you go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. So just quickly, this movie was also nominated for 3 awards. It was nominated for a Grammy for Best Song Written for a TV Film, specifically Where the River Goes. It was nominated for what's called a Golden Reel Award for Best Sound Editing or Motion Picture Sound Editor. And then it was also nominated for a Black Reel Award for the best song called Walkin' Blues. If you adjust the original film, it had about a $20 million after inflation for ticket prices. And then it placed second during its opening weekend.
Yeah, so it opened against Real Steel with Hugh Jackman, that robot movie. That's what went to number one.
Let's just talk about music real fast. Again, there's the title song Footloose by Kenny Loggins, and then the remake of it, which is more of a country version by Blake Shelton. In general, it was put on by Atlantic Records and Warner Music, and in total there's 12 songs, with 8 songs being new and 4 songs being remade from the original. Another remake was Let's Hear It for the Boy by Denise Williams and Jana Kramer. An Almost Paradise by Victoria Justice and Hunter Hayes. Holding Out for a Hero. Dancing in the Streets. Where the River Goes by Zach Brown. Walkin' Blues by CeeLo Green. Bang Your Head by Quiet Riot, which was another remake by a metal band, which is kind of funny. I do like my covers by metal bands. Suicide Eyes by 1,000 Horses. Black and Yellow by Wiz Khalifa. Little Weezy. Magic in My Home by Jason Freeman. I'm not even going to try to pronounce that one, but starts with Fuquai by Booker T and the MGs.
That's an old group, by the way. If you don't know who that is, they're from the 50s.
Nice. Dance the Night Away by David Banner and Dean Pritchard. My Feet Off the Ground by DJ Paul Juicy, Cat's Hell Bruise by The White Stripes, Window Pane by The Smashing Pumpkins, So Sorry Mama by Whitney Duncan, Fake ID by Big and Rich, and the last one is Little Lovin' by Lissy.
So I want to mention something. So you said that A Bang Your Head is a remake. It's not a remake. It's the original.
I'm pretty sure it's a remake.
No, it's the original. Because, yeah, you can hear it pretty well. Because if you look at the, what is it, the iPod or something? Yeah, you can see the cover. And it says Cry Right. But anyway, so yeah, let's talk about our favorite scenes in the movie. So RC, what was your favorite scene?
I think out of my favorite scenes, I do like Ren storming off to the warehouse and just like dancing, throwing stuff around and letting all his rage out. And of course, Ariel kind of spying on him. How about your favorite scene, Brian?
So my favorite scene was like the end when they got to have their dance. Now, in that scene, the song is played not in full, like in the original, it's played in full. So they cut up pieces, they cut up the song in the remake, which is a little bit disappointing, but that is my favorite scene. It is a good scene because they got to have their dance. So again, the critics gave this movie mixed reviews. They weren't really fans of it. Now, the original got mixed to positive reviews. You know, they praised Kevin Bacon. They also praised Chris Penn in the original. So it's got a 68% on Rotten Tomatoes. It's got a 58 out of 100 on Metacritic. And CinemaScore gave it an A+ to F scale. And the fans thought the original was so much better. So yeah, what do you think, RC?
Overall, I think the music is somewhat, I wouldn't say necessarily better. I think the original soundtrack has very similar songs, but the remake is definitely more diverse. Obviously, the original soundtrack spent more time on the number one, etc. But I still think this one is pretty good. So maybe I would give the edge to the original, as it's more types of songs I like than I'm not really into rap, hip hop, etc. Or even country for that matter. The plot, I do think this movie has a better story and plot, as it gives like more of a background about why the dance or why there's a band in dancing. Although this movie does have, I think, worse choreography, especially for the fight scenes. You can very obviously tell most of the fight scenes are very faked.
And, yeah.
Which isn't bad, but. So probably give this one a slight edge in plot.
So
I think both movies have some great actors.
Yeah, I want to mention something though. So in the original Footloose, when Ariel and Chuck had their fight, they did that themselves. They added things to they did that whole scene themselves. They didn't get any input from the director. They just went with it and did it themselves, which I think is very cool. But the music is okay in the remake. It's not as good as the original. Now, the original had mixed too, but had mixed music as well, R&B and, you know, pop rock and all that. And so the plot is the same as the original, which I did kind of like, you know. But, you know, some people probably would have wanted like new, but I like the plot, you know, on because it's the same as the original. And I think the performances are okay. Like Richard Roper said, or maybe Roger Ebert said, that Kenny Warmond is no Kevin Bacon, and I agree. I mean, he is a really good actor, but he just wasn't that great in this movie. So I give the film a 4 out of 10, and I would recommend the original over the remake. So there you go.
Yeah, and overall, I think both films have good actors. I think probably, as you mentioned, Kevin Bacon probably edges Kenny Warmald for the character of Ren. I do like both Reverend characters. Dennis Quaid actually did a great job playing the Reverend. And I think, same thing with John Lithgow. You can't ever replace that type of character, or he's good in most of the things he does. Ariel's character is about the same. Music in both movies are, like I said, I'd probably edge the original out. This one probably about I think I gave the original a 6.5 out of 10, and this one's probably like a 6 or 5 out of 10. I would still recommend people checking both out, as there are slight differences, and you might, if you like a story with slightly more plot, then maybe this one would be better. But if you like just a more pure dancing film or better music, probably check out the other one. How did you watch this film, Brian?
How did I watch it?
Yeah.
So I first saw this movie in the theater, and I remember saying that nobody wants to see this movie. I heard somebody say that. And I was like, come on, really? So anyway, there was quite a few people in the theater when I watched it. And then I watched it again on, not HBO Max. It's not on there anymore. It's on, is it on Peacock? No, Paramount Plus. That's where I watched it. Yeah, I watched it on Paramount Plus. And watching it for the second time, I was somewhat pleasantly surprised, but still, I gave it a 4 out of 10, right? Yeah, 4 out of 10. So,
I think I watched it on Paramount Plus, but you can obviously find DVDs anywhere. I don't think it's on Netflix, you mentioned.
It's not on Netflix. The original is, but this one's not.
Yeah, so I would definitely recommend people checking them both out. What are the plans for the rest of your week, Brian, or until our next episode?
I don't really have much going on, but I thought about maybe working on my own screenplay. That's what I thought about doing. So I don't know. I'm trying to get ideas together, but it's kind of hard, you know?
Yep. Are you doing anything good for your dad for Father's Day?
I don't know. I'm going to figure something out.
Sounds good. I think Hannah may be planning something for me, but or we might go to her parents' house for her dad as well.
How is Hannah and the baby?
Well, the baby's no longer really a baby. She's almost 2.5, a little older than 2.5. It's kind of crazy.
Oh my God.
Crazy how fast time goes by. Overall, I would say we're both good.
I need to come out there and visit.
Yep, for sure. We have an extra room. This is the extra room, actually.
Yeah.
But like I said, I think we're going to go to her sister's kids' dance recital on Saturday.
Oh, okay.
And then maybe see Inside Out 2 whenever it comes out.
That's
we'll have to
fun.
Probably get a babysitter. But
why can't you take Evelyn?
She doesn't sit long enough yet for movies.
Okay. That's how Jason and Lyra were. They didn't sit long enough. We went to go see Toy Story 4, and they are ready. We're ready to go. And I'm sitting there like, I want to finish the movie. And they're all in the, by the door ready to go. And I'm like, come on.
Yeah, it's hard to take little ones to movies. Probably not until 5 or 6.
Yeah.
But, yeah, what's our next movie going to be, Brian?
So
before we sign out.
So our next film that that we're going to be reviewing on this channel, on this podcast, I should say, is Just One of the Guys from 1985. That was one of the movies I was thinking of while preparing for this second episode. So that's the movie we're going to do. And you can find it on, I think it's on YouTube. So you can watch it on YouTube.
All right. I was just about to ask.
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
Everyone, thanks for checking us out for our episode 2, the Footloose 2011 version or the remake. Remember to submit any questions, comments, like, and subscribe for our future episodes. Brian, until next time, have a good one, sir.
All right, you too. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.